Father, tonight, visit me. Give me an encounter in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and pray. Give me an encounter. Give me an encounter. Even by your spirit, give me an encounter. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, please, while standing, everybody pay attention. You are in this place and you are saying, Lord Jesus, I need to get serious with you. I need to start a serious relationship. Playing church, I've been playing religion. We're going to start with an altar call before we sit down. You are here and you're saying, Father, tonight is my night. Let this be the first miracle. You're outside, following online, wherever you are. If you are in here or the overflow, I want you to run like there's fire on the mountain and come and stand before Jesus, who is your maker. I'll just count 1 to 5. 1, 2. Please, you don't have to kneel. Just come so there's space. Run like there's fire on the mountain. Run to Jesus. Who is this King of glory? The Lord is my King. Salute every one of you for running to Jesus Christ. This is a real miracle by every standard. Some of you are making this decision for the first time. Some of you are rededicating your life. Some of you are even crying. Please lift your right hand high to the heavens. Whether you are here, outside, provided you came out for an altar call, lift your hand to Jesus. I'd like you to say after me, please, you are not reciting a poem, be very serious. Jesus is here, and make this passionate commitment from the depth of your heart. With your right hand lifted to heaven, say after me, Lord Jesus. One more time, say, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I have come before you, unable to help myself, but I believe that you are Lord. I believe you are King. I believe that you are Savior, the one who died for me, the one who rose again for my justification. This night, I declare that I receive forgiveness of sins. I receive newness of life. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that I will never be the same. From today, I go forward ever and backward never. Please keep your hands lifted. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you honor these decisions. Let this be the beginning of extraordinary days in the life of your precious people. I commend you all to the ministry of the Word and the ministry of the Spirit. And I pray that you will go from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. Because of the crowd, usually what we'll do is we'll ask you to come out and let a few officials meet with you. But since we're just about to pray, I just felt stirred in my spirit that this would be the first thing you do tonight. I want you to return back to your seat rejoicing and prepare. Please help them, ushers, let's help them so that they return back to their seats. As we appreciate them, let's appreciate them.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
Welcome to our April Miracle Service. Acts chapter 19 and verse 11, please. Acts chapter 19 and verse 11. We have a lot to do tonight. We're going to pray and we'll trust God to just visit us. Acts chapter 19 and verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. 12. It says, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out. Two things, diseases and evil spirits. It was not just diseases that departed, evil spirits departed. It was not just diseases that departed. Listen carefully. The Bible says the special miracle was demonstrated by the exit of two entities. One, diseases. Second, unclean spirits. That means it's not an ordinary miracle for a spirit that has stayed and been the basis for the destruction of destinies to be exited. The Bible does not call it an ordinary miracle. It says they are special miracles. This kind goeth not, he said. There is a kind that can go carelessly, but this kind goeth not, but by prayer and fasting. Let me tell you this. When Jesus in Luke chapter 4 announced the fact that he was Messiah, the first thing that happened was he saw someone with a withered hand and he said, stretch your hands. Immediately there was a miracle. And then the Bible will record that unclean spirits. You know what unclean spirits are? It doesn't mean they are dirty spirits. It means they are spirits that do not support the program of God. Are we together now? Spirits that are not based, they are not governed by the word of God. And the Bible lets us know that they exist among men. Their assignment to thwart everything God. Their assignment to thwart everything kingdom. Their assignment to thwart everything righteousness. Everything peace. Everything joy. That means they will not stop until they destroy your life. They will not stop until they destroy your destiny. Luke chapter 11, please. Luke chapter 11. Let's read from verse 19 and then 20, Luke chapter 11. Jesus now, this was a debate. They had never seen demons casted out. No, what would happen is that every time someone were possessed, they would stone the person. So that by killing the body, the demon will go and look for another body. But Jesus brought another theology that you could preserve the body and separate the spirit that caused the trouble. And they said, no, this is not ordinary. This is by Beelzebub, the prince of demons. They were that educated to know that demons had a structure and there was a prince over them. They said these demons, because at that time, they did not do what was called deliverance. They did what was called occultic pacifism. That means that you conjure rituals through, as explained by a medium, then you pacify the spirit, and the spirit will rest for a while, and you think you are free. It will reemerge when you are angry. We do it in cultures today. Most of what people call deliverance is just pacifism. For deliverance to happen, it has to be in the name of Jesus. There is no other name under heaven given to men that can produce salvation. He said, in my name, they shall cast out demons. He said, if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore, they shall be your judges. 20. But he says, if I, with the finger of God, cast out demons, I by that I prove to you that the kingdom of God has come. That means healing the sick, casting out demons is more than just validating that the man is anointed. It's announcing to the realm of the spirit that the kingdom has found expression within a territory. What is the kingdom? The sovereign rule, the culture, the governing influence of the king. Everything that was lost shall be returned unto you. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me. Say, everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored.
Sing it one time as a prophecy.
Everything that was lost shall be returned unto me. Everything that was stolen shall be restored unto me.
Demon spirits, listen to me. They have a very real assignment in the life of people. Their assignment is to impede everything that represents the purposes of God. This is not to scare you. Victory is already ours. But the administration of victory must be understood. Are we together? Just because a plate of food is before you does not guarantee satisfaction. You can die of hunger with food in front of you. The reality of what we know to be the finished work of Christ is true, but the administration, that means to make it manifest here and now, there is a technology for administering it, that it comes through men by engaging the forces of victory, the power of the blood, the power of the name. These are all spiritual forces. They are arsenals that are given to the believer, that if with understanding you engage them, then your life can represent kingdom come in experience. Otherwise, you will just be aware that these things are available, but your life will never taste of victory. If I, by the finger of God, that is already there, that has always been there, but if it is revealed to you now, by casting out those demons, if they could go before that time, they would have gone. Listen, let me tell you this. I have seen that time never brings victory. You can remain in a situation forever and yet not be victorious. But once the reality of the kingdom, the name, the blood is administered, then you will watch the wonder-working power of these spiritual forces coordinating themselves together. God has always been mighty, but we never knew until he came down to our realm and did something. The Spirit of God hovered around the face of the water, but his potentials could not be seen until God spoke. Elohim said, light be. And the Holy Ghost said, now darkness, you watch me. And he just pushed away darkness like a curtain. And there was light. Just because you do not want that situation in your life, does not mean it will go. It does not answer to desire. It will take more than desire to walk in victory. Now, thanks be to God, the Bible says, which causes us always to triumph. Thanks be to Him. Number one, for making those provisions available. Then number two, for giving us the intelligence to help us administer victory. The administration of victory is where the challenge of many believers is. So we sit down, we know that certain levels of victory should be. But dominion is not knowing what should be, it's making it happen. That's really dominion. Dominion is not knowing that restoration is possible. That's just knowledge. Dominion is sustaining the spiritual faculty to enforce restoration so that regardless the negating forces, it will still manifest in your life. And then to stop it from happening again. So we are here tonight by the grace of God, not to waste our time. We are here tonight not to teach cunningly devised fables. We are here to allow the revelation of the love and the power, the might of God to be made visible here in our midst. We are here to put an end to all kinds of yokes, the things that plague the saints and sabotage the name of the Lord over our lives. This is why we are here. If we are able to fulfill this, it is assignment done. Otherwise, every other thing we're going to be discussing tonight is stories. Now, watch the multitude of people who came to give their lives to Jesus. I can tell you, if you talk to them, many of them had always had the desire. But as simple as it looked, only God will open your eyes in the spirit to see what it takes for someone to actually come to Jesus. There are people who saw miracles, but never, the Bible says some doubted. It takes more than miracles for people to be converted and to be transformed. Hallelujah. Hitherto you have asked for nothing, Jesus said. Ask that you will receive, that your joy may be complete. You don't need things to have joy, but you need results for your joy to be full. Complete. Complete. One last scripture, Matthew chapter 10, and then we'll pray. Matthew chapter 10, and then we'll pray. Two people will run under the anointing, just bring them out and just keep them here. I want to prophesy to them. Matthew chapter 10, I just saw light. Just two people, bring them. Verse 1, then we'll go to 7 and 8. And when he had called unto him the 12 disciples, he gave them power against, not to cooperate with. The power is not for cooperation. No. That anywhere you find this spirit, there is power against. Against unclean spirits. The assignment of that power is that by it you will cast them out. And then number two, you will heal a variety of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. He gave them power. He said, gentlemen, don't go alone. You will need this ability. On your way, you will meet spirits that are not the Holy Ghost. Anywhere you find them, no discussion, no negotiation, get them out of the way. And when you get them out of the way, give me verse, please go back to verse 1 again. It says, when you get them out of the way, do not forget that they have left an effect in the body of the victims. The spirit may have gone, but the sickness that it has caused, while it was there, it ate your liver. While it was there, it ate a part of your body. So the exit of the spirit is not all there is. It says, heal the various problems that your presence caused. Eva shala kato sabrakiyata. Shalenesa sabahashekana. Jesus gave us that command. Unclean spirits. The moment you see them, remember, you were giving something against them. Power. against unclean spirits. The power is not your own. You were given stewardship over it. So you don't need to be afraid. The one who gave you tested it before giving you. You're not here hoping. It's not something that you made up that you are testing. You were given. A man can receive nothing, my brothers and my sisters, except it is given to him. Power over unclean spirits. It says, with that power, you cast them out. With that power, heal all manner of sicknesses. Listen, the healing ministry is a real ministry. It's a ministry whose validity can be proven here and now. That an infirmity in your body, in a moment, the moment you find it gone, don't ask an unwise question, how did it go? Power was given from heaven. It takes more than mere words. There is an ability of the Spirit that heals the sick. And all manner of diseases. Poverty is a disease. Retrogression is a disease. It may not be a bodily infirmity, but it takes away your ease. Anything that does not give you rest is a disease. Are we blessed? Verse 7. As ye go, preach, saying, the influence, the dominion of heaven has come. At hand means it's within your reach. It's not a reality you have to hope one day. It has come to you. This is what the Bible calls the mystery of godliness. That God is now manifest in the flesh. The reality of God can be felt in the midst of his people. You can taste and see that the Lord is good. Verse 8. Prove that what you are teaching is true by healing the sick, by cleansing the lepers, by raising the dead, by casting out demons. It says, spare not. When you are afraid and it looks like the power will end, remember you were given it freely. Don't mind it. Use it judiciously. When it has to do with casting out devils, don't do it as if God gave you a bottle of power. It's not a bottle of anointing oil. This is power that resides in heaven. Freely you have received. Freely you have received. Be lavish when you are dispensing it. When a family is oppressed, don't solve one problem and leave the rest. The power is sufficient. Grace, take that power. New dimension in the spirit. Take that power. New dimension in the spirit. Take that power. Take that anointing. Take that power. Take that power. This is an impartation. I release that grace upon you. Power against unclean spirits. He gave them power. He gave them power. The Bible is not a lie. It does not tell lies. He gave them power. When he gave the power, he knew your condition would come. He gave them power over unclean spirits. Power over retrogression. Power over unfavorable situations. Listen, without this power, even if you have the message, you are not an effective messenger. It is the message and the backing that makes the messenger effective. Don't understand the message alone. The message without the backing makes you look like a liar. Listen. One prayer point before I begin to minister. Father, this power from on high, let it be effective in my life. Lift your voice and pray. Please pray. It takes both the message and the power. The message and the power. The messenger is not effective. Just because of the message and the power.
The method of prosperity and the power to prosper. The method of healing and the power to heal. The message of lifting and the grace that lifts. The message of restoration and the unction that restores.
Pray.
As I pray right now, the fire of God is falling here, and there are people under all kinds of yokes. I want you to bring them out. Father, as your people shout that name, hear me. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. And every spirit that is not of Christ, God gave us power again. Power to stop their operation. The Bible says, for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, that he may destroy, liquidate, and delay the works of darkness. Are you ready? At the count of three, for you and your family. One, two, three, shout Jesus.
Jesus!
Every power that is not of Christ, I come against you. Unclean spirit,
Lord
of darkness, be gone now. Be gone now. Be gone now.
King of kings,
hey!
Lord of lords, you reign above all. King of kings, Lord of lords, you reign
above all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, please look up. Pay attention. Don't be distracted. The Lord is showing me a very interesting vision and I want to pray. I'm looking at people in the realm of the spirit, and yet I'm seeing others and I'm not seeing eyes. They don't have eyes. This is what I'm seeing in the realm of the spirit. And this is a very serious spiritual condition. But I'm seeing the power of God. That spiritual blindness that has come upon people by witchcraft is about to be lifted right now. I don't know how many they are, inside or outside, but fire is coming upon you now to open your eyes. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, may that grace come now upon you, opening of your eyes. I tear off that veil in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. My friend, this man, what do you do? From where? From where?
Mowe? Ogun where is State. That? Ogun State. Ogun State.
Ogun State, I want to pray for you. One of the reasons why God sent you here is to receive the grace for signs and wonders.
Amen! That's right, sir. You're very right. The Lord
because
sent me
I'm
to
seeing you.
You
pray. And the Lord said you should come to me. And I will minister to you.
The Lord sent me
grace
to you.
For signs. Relax, Mr. Man. Let me talk to you. Are you alone?
I came with my pastors.
Your
with my pastors.
Two of you.
The word of spirit ministry.
It's all right, sir. Do you believe in impartation?
Oh yes, sir.
You believe grace.
That's why I came. The Lord sent me to you.
I will pray with you, sir. Do ministry with integrity, but you will go back and you will marvel and wonder at the grace of God that you will see at work. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I cannot send me to you,
Mama. This woman, come. Your life is about to change. Come, ma'am. Where are you coming from, ma'am? Come, ma'am. Where are you coming from, ma'am?
I'm from Lokoja.
From Lokoja.
Yes, and I went to Kano before I came here.
Lokoja?
I'm staying in Lokoja.
I'm seeing what you have to do with Bauchi.
I'm not in Bauchi.
There is help. Hold on, let me talk to you. I'm seeing something that is coming to you that is coming from Bauchi State. That's why I'm saying, what do you have to do with Bauchi? There is great help that is coming to you from Bauchi. Write it down. Because you said Lokoja, but what I'm seeing in my vision is Bauchi. I have to pray for you. Your life is about to change. When it's time to pray for the sick, I want you to open up your heart. Because every infirmity that is not of God must let you go. Father, the help that you are sending for her, let it come speedily by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I command that spirit out of your life now. Now, in the name of Jesus, never, never to return. In the name of Jesus Christ, he gave us power against. Power against. Power against. Power against. Come, you. Where are you? Hold on, please. Where are you coming from?
Christina.
From?
Christina State.
What do you do?
I make snacks.
I want to pray for you, sir. There is power from heaven that is coming upon you. Honestly, let me tell you this. God can arise as the helper of men. Oh. He can arise and show men help. The Holy Ghost is called a helper. It's not just a scripture. It's reality. It's his ministry. It's what he does. Madam, come. Lift your hands. You. Yes. I'm seeing oil coming on your head now. This woman. Take that grace right now. In the name of Jesus, help her. Everything that followed you here, that was not given to you by my God, I declare this night, it must let you go. It must let you go. It must let you go in the name of Jesus. Come. Let me lay my hands on you. I don't lay hands carelessly, but my sister, your life is about to change in a way that will surprise you. You will marvel and wonder at the hand of God. Father, let this be so for her. I shift you to new dimensions in the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Where is the pastor that I prayed for here? Please come. You believe in Jesus, sir? Hold my hands. I want to pray for you. God is able to help men. Father, let this man step into new dimensions of grace. I release that anointing upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are a pastor with him? Is he with you? How long has he been with you?
After the ministry, right from the inception of the ministry.
Grace for you in the name of Jesus. May the wisdom of God come upon you. In the name of Jesus. Who is this one? What does she do in the ministry?
She is the spokesperson and she helps in the ministry as well as in the choir, as well as in organizing things.
Pray that God will raise help. Huh? You are overworking this lady. She's doing too many things in the ministry. Don't be embarrassed. Huh? Pray that God will send other people too. She's really resourceful, but don't stretch her too much. Let her work within the limit of her jurisdiction. She's useful, but there are other people that the Lord will call too. Praise the name of the Lord. My dear, the Lord help you and show you mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Asabe, I'm hearing a name, Asabe. Who is Asabe? Asabe, this is the name that I'm hearing. We're going to be seated shortly. Asabe. I don't know who has that name, but the Lord is ministering to me. Is there someone with that name? Very quickly, let's just save time. Someone who shout under the anointing outside, overflow one. Please just carry the person and bring the person. Let me speak to the person. Oh, you? That's your name? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm praying by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Liver, my dear, place your hand on your stomach. I take away this demonic thing that I see planted. Every planting that is not of God, I command it to go right now. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Father, anoint her with favor. This is a grace that God is bringing upon your life. Anoint her with favor. Even for the times that are coming. Anoint her with great favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Great favor by the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Please, if I don't call you, you don't have to come out. Please, don't worry. God will touch you wherever you are. In the name of Jesus Christ. Madam, come. You, yes. No, not you. This one. I want to pray. Look at my eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the spirit that will not let your family go. I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, let that spirit give way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh no, you can't stand. This is koinonia. In the name of Jesus Christ. Complete victory. Listen, let me teach you something. It is important that you understand how powerful a believer is when you are in partnership with the Holy Spirit. We live in a society that has demeaned the power of God. They mock pastors, mock people, and people just think a pastor is just somebody higher than, you know, just somebody who is some religious bigot. It's not that. We are ordinary people in ourselves. But my brothers and my sisters, when the Holy Spirit comes,
when you hold my hand, everything becomes possible.
So we are not just, please, you are a man of God here, let me encourage you. This is not a call to empty pride and arrogance, but there is a level of confidence and certainty that you have. This power God gave us is not CBN that gave us. It's not a political party that gave us. It's not even a lab. It's not a drug that was manufactured in the lab. What God gave us is not a vaccine. Power against. The Bible says a man of honor who does not know will die like a beast in the field. Knowledge is important. Hallelujah. Sir, can I talk to you? Come. I'm about to pray for the sick shortly. Help him carefully so that he doesn't. Where are you coming from, sir? Help us with the mic, the technical. Can you help us, please? Okay. Nasarawa State.
Yes, sir.
Can I pray for you, sir?
Yes, sir.
You came alone?
Yes, sir.
I need to pray for you. Sir, look at me. You need help in your life, number one. You really, this is just what you need. More than even favor, you just need help. That God will raise people to plead your cause and speak for you. Can I pray for you? Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you show this our uncle and our father help. Help from heaven. Let it come upon your life and take you to a new level. Now. You will never be the same. I place something upon your life that will compel everybody around you to begin to help you. I keep praying that God will help us understand how spiritual transactions happen. Look at this man now. I'm not looking down on him, but look at this man now. He's not even aware of what has come on him. He just knows that he came for Koinonia. Now, this man will go back to Nasarawa and watch this. Oh, dear. The power of God is a fearful thing. Sing me that Solomon Lange song, Al-Heri.
Abba Mama
many years ago, I watched a Nigerian film. I don't even know the beginning, the end. I don't know. I just watched a portion of it. And in that film, I'm just trying to narrate something. I think a woman wanted to force her husband to start behaving well or something like that. And according to the film, she went, you know how Nigerian films can be. That was where I started watching. She went to somebody and, you know, complained, my husband is not behaving well. I think it's time for him to start behaving well. They conjured all kinds of things and gave her. And I remember, you know how Nigerian films act. it's like his spirit just appeared, and then they put it inside one thing that looks like this bottle of, you know, and the man was inside there. So they gave the woman to go and hide it maybe somewhere in our wardrobe. It was the man came back home, and Nigerian film just showed a light just came on him. That man became like a toy. Wash my clothes, yes, ma'am. What? While I was watching it, I was not thinking about the actors. I knew they are acting, but I was saying, my God, look what a herbalist programmed. A stubborn man who will not listen to his wife, but she now carried him and put him in a bottle, and compliance began immediately. Could this be what God meant when he said, thou anointest my head with oil? That I can listen. Your environment is programmable, not to demean men, but that God can put something upon you that causes you to begin to define your realities in a fearful way. Physically, you don't see anything on your head. You don't see anything on your hand. But just because it is unseen does not mean it is unreal. Our lives will continue to be unending struggles until we really understand the ministry of God's anointing, the power that is invested upon our lives, and the assignment of that power. It is a labor that will never end to do anything in this kingdom in the flesh. People will not just help you because you need help. No. People will not just lift you because you need to be lifted. That gentleman holding the flag of Ghana, is that Ghana? Come, your life is about to change. Stand up. I want to pray for you. What do you do?
Please, I graduated from University of Ghana 2019, and the Holy Ghost has waited for 2 years. So my 2 years, I saw that the bus picking from Kaduna, and they wrote on release Zaria ENI, and then I followed and came.
No.
So that was why.
There is a prophetic grace on your life.
Yes, sir.
I want to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
This started when you were on campus.
Yes, sir.
Listen to me very carefully.
Yes, sir.
The Lord asks you to wait, not just to waste time, but to prepare you.
Yes, sir.
Your ministry is not in Nigeria.
Yes,
you are going back to Ghana.
Yes, sir. That
you will do business and ministry. These two things.
Yes,
there
sir.
Is the grace coming on
yes,
you.
Sir.
And God is going to move you in unprecedented dimensions. Take that grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I activate every dormant dimension that is in your life. I release you. Go back to Ghana. A sign and a wonder. Go back to Ghana. The seeing eyes, the hearing ears. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now this gentleman just came, just like I told you. While he's in the plane or a bus going back, he believes that all he's carrying back are his clothes. Until he lands there. You see, there are forces in the... If you don't call me, I won't come. Are we together? But it does not mean I am not there. There are these graces can call. If it does not come to you, there was no grace calling it. There is favor there. There is breakthrough there. But what is calling it? The same person who will not give to you, someone else will come into that domain and he wants to give. This is the place of encounter. Fair lady, come. You. What is wrong with your legs?
I had an accident. I broke a leg and a hand.
You broke your leg and your hand. How long?
It's been 3 years.
3 years. You believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Your first assignment is to be very serious with God. I hope you're not embarrassed. please, very serious with God, so that what God gave you does not become a curse over your life. Huh? So that's number one. But number two, can I pray for you? I'm going to pray for the sick shortly. You believe in miracles?
Yes, sir.
Father, I stretch my hands right now. There is a kingdom that we represent. He did not send us without help. My sister, look at me. I pray for this, your ailing hand. I know that it's fractured. Look at me. We are not irresponsible people. There are doctors here. We will not ask you to do stupid things without empowerment. You see, we live in a society. Know who sent you. Before you ask people to do certain things, they will arrest you one day when you do something that is wrong. It is on the strength of your being sent that you can have the confidence. Look at me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bring life to your limbs. Life to your hands. Look at me. Walk. Liver. Lift your legs. Go ahead. Walk. Lift your hands. Your hands and bring it down. Look at fractured hand and limbs. Lift it up. Just try to march. Is there any improvement? Look, the lady is even surprised.
Stand on this leg.
You couldn't stand on that leg.
I can't stand on this leg.
Now go ahead, march. Hey! In the name of Jesus Christ, this is permanent in your life forever. You go back a changed person, you go back transformed, and this will never happen to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'll pray for the sick shortly, but the Lord is showing me there is a serious miracle. I don't know if you are blind or is it that you don't see well or you don't see far. You are outside. As I'm praying right now, the power of God is coming on you. You will be surprised that you will be able to see things very clearly. When you find that person, let that person come right now. I'm seeing a miracle happening outside. We'll be praying for the sick shortly. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory.
Something is happening. That's why I'm quiet. There is an impartation happening. Speed. 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 This grace is coming on people. No more retrogression. Speed. Please receive it. Forget about falling down. Just focus on what God is doing. Speed. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is bringing speed to men, speed to women. You will be surprised at the pace you will begin to move. Speed by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. This lady close to you, come. I want to pray for you. The Lord is asking me to stretch my hands towards you. We're going to pray for the sick shortly. In the name of Jesus Christ, very impossible situations in your family, they begin to answer to the name of the Lord right now. in the name of Jesus Christ. Kai, hold on. I'm seeing there is a family this week coming. There would have been an obituary, but I'm seeing the power of God in the name of Jesus. Since God has revealed it, Hali Salete Shalakato. Oh death, where is your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? Not by the sword, not by accident, not by infirmity. There is victory over and above the grave. In the name of Jesus, life. Life to that family. Life to that family. Life to that family. We replace death with life. We replace death with life. Life to that family. Hallelujah. Let me pray. The Lord is showing me a particular woman. I don't know if you are here. 6 years. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. 6 years. And please don't come out at random and make sure you are married. 6 years. You are trusting God. 6 years. From where, madam?
From Delta State. Local Jasa.
You came alone?
Yes, sir.
6 years.
Yes, sir. 6 years. 6 years.
Let me pray with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, place your hand on your stomach. Father, by the message of the God of David, give this woman a miracle, supernatural miracle, right now. Supernatural miracle. Just help her. Supernatural miracle. In the name of Jesus, according to the time of life that you return with your testimony. In the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray for you. Place your hand on your womb. In the name of Jesus. Father, do a miracle. In the name of Jesus Christ. By the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who is it? Our Father? Okay. Yes. When I'm going to pray for the sick, but just bring those who have been healed, not just those who have mentioned their case. Sir, how long has this been?
Over 3 years now, Pastor.
Completely.
I see not, it's not clear at all.
Please place your hand there. Don't worry. Place your hand on your eyes. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the Living God. May the Lord open your eyes. May the Lord do a miracle for you right now. In the name of Jesus. Is it just the eyes? Who brought him? Huh? What's wrong with him?
He had low blood pressure and it led to kind of little paralysis. He can't really walk properly. He can't see properly. We've come here, like, this is the third time I'm bringing him.
Okay.
Here. Yes.
From where?
We stay in Zaria here. We stay in Graceland.
Okay.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, by your mercy, not only the eyes, we pray that you touch his entire body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Gently take him and test him, eh? Gently take him and test him. Please don't force him. Don't push him. We're not pretending it here. And then help. He was outside. You would have tested him before bringing him so that you don't give the old man a lot of burden. But we're going to pray. But you check him and test him carefully. Okay? But there's still someone, the person I'm prophesying about, there is a miracle that is going to happen to the person. You are outside, you don't see very well. The hand of God is going to come upon you. You're going to start seeing very clearly. When that happens to that person, let me have that person here. We're going to pray for the sick. Why is she here? Eye problem. How long?
For the past, like, it's long for the past 3 years. They even said I need the glasses. But, like, from
one day now, I noticed like something in my eye. Then touching it, I noticed a lump here. I used to notice a lump here. Yesterday I was in sick bay. Like the eye is even like closed. I can't see properly with it. If I blink it like this before, I can't. But immediately you prophesied, everything just disappeared. I can blink the eye. I can just...
Is there pain there right now?
No, the lump, everything has disappeared. The lump was there. My friend, she can testify yesterday they were beating me. I went to sick bed. They had to give me drugs.
Praise the Lord. Come, we celebrate miracles. Father, in the name of Jesus, you will never return. I release grace upon you right now, completely. It's over forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, let me pray for the sick now. I believe in miracles. I truly believe in miracles. I believe that it is God's desire that the saints walk in health. I believe it's God's desire that we experience the blessing of health. But I also know that there is a devil out there who is particularly antagonistic to our health. And this is why God puts meetings like this. Now, because of COVID, usually the norm is that we call people out and just have people lay hands on them. We may not be able to do that right now because of COVID. But then we'll take a few testimonies right now. I'm going to pray for you. Believe in the healing power of Jesus. Listen carefully. As I pray for you by the Spirit of God, some of you already, your falling under the anointing here was not just for nothing. I want you to check yourself when I'm done, and I ask you to check yourself. The moment that happens to you, I'm going to ask you to run and come here, whether you're inside or outside. We'll take a few testimonies and then we'll proceed further in the service. Please listen to me. You can stand in for your loved ones. You who are following from all around the world, I want you to connect by faith. The power of God is real. That woman lifting a bottle of oil at the back, who is that? Come.
I'm deep in love with you, Abba Father.
I'm deep. Please stand up, madam.
Precious Jesus, I'm deep in love with you.
Where are you coming from, madam?
I am.
It's all right, madam. God has remembered you. Where are you coming from?
Yeah.
Where?
Hey, sir.
Where are you coming from?
I'm from Kaduna.
Kaduna.
I'm from Pama.
Okay. I want to pray for you. What are you trusting God for?
Hey. This is my 7th year in ministry, attacked everywhere.
You are in ministry?
Yes, sir.
Your own work,
yes,
committed,
sir,
to you?
Yes, sir. This is my 7th year in ministry.
Nothing is working.
Hey!
Don't cry, madam. That's why he has called. Madam, just calm down. Just have faith. Believe in Jesus. Listen. This is a place where, you see, sometimes, don't think she's just crying for nothing. A woman will call. Ministry can be very hard when the various, don't worry, madam, the various engracings are not there. I think it was Bishop Oyedepo who said, remember, while the church was not growing, it was stunted, they were doing their best, nothing was working. One time he gathered a few pastors and they were flogging it out in prayer. And the Holy Ghost asked him, he said, step out. And then he looked and saw a thick layer, according to him, of darkness. And that God told him, this is the blindfolding layer that misrepresents what you are doing. That thing that happened to him is instructive, because it's still a formula the devil is using. Where good is called evil and evil is called good. Your good is misrepresented. So this our dear auntie now may be crying. Only God knows the kind of ministry he's giving her. Maybe prayer, prophetic, whatever it is. intercessory ministry will pray for you. God is empowering people, madam. But let me give you a kind counsel in the name of Jesus and in the name of honesty. It takes more than a sincere heart to do ministry effectively. Number two, it takes more than a good message. It is always the message and the backing. The message and the backing. If you have a backing without a message, it's not God that sent you. If you have a message without a backing, even if it's God that sent you, your ministry will not be effective. I'm sure that there are many pastors here, prophets, apostles, and some of you may be relating to this or dear sister situation. And you may be saying, God, but why are things not working? I am sincere. I love you. I'm preaching the truth with integrity. Why don't I have results? It is the message and the backing. The message and the backing. When you have the accurate message and you have the backing, believe me, you will have results. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I'm about to pray for the sick, but the Holy Spirit, you just kept coming to me, and that's why I want to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you, madam, that God will do two things for you. Number one, genuine grace for signs and wonders that God will place upon your life. Number two, accurate understanding of scripture. Many, please don't feel embarrassed, many prophetic and intercessory ministries do not know the word. They do not have an accurate understanding of the word of God. And because their passion in prayer is making them to ascend realms in the spirit, they pass an escape velocity and come into a realm where the word of God is not there to define the coordinates of their activity. So any spirit they meet, just because it did not hurt them yet, they assume it was the Holy Ghost. So they can come with a mix of messages, genuine messages by the Holy Ghost, but you hear another thing and you say no. On one hand, you know that yesterday's prophecy was accurate, but tomorrow's only looks like it's another spirit. And they themselves do not know. Because the devil, the Bible says, no weapon fashioned. Weapons don't appear, they are fashioned. Meaning that before Satan builds the weapon that attacks you, he will take an inventory of your knowledge and your ignorance, and he will use your ignorance and your knowledge and plot the way he will attack you. That's why it says the weapon are fashioned. Oh, you know about prayer, but do you know about the supremacy of the word of God above every other spirit and influence? If he finds out that that's not it, Satan can come as an angel of light. He will not come with a demon with horns. He can come as a nice angel. And he says, you know what? Leave Zaria. Or just get up and lock yourself for 7 days. Because he once had God told you that. And the last time God spoke to you, you locked yourself for 7 days. You came out with a new level of the anointing. So Satan comes mimicking that voice. The next time you lock yourself for 7 days, you will almost die there because the grace to sustain you is not there. And you will come out with a plethora of evil spirits. This is the more sure word of prophecy, exalted above every spiritual experience. Based on the authority of the word of God, we have the basis to judge any experience, no matter how accurate and no matter from whom it comes. Are we together now? So, the real prayer for those who are particularly called into the prophetic and apostolic ministry and then intercessory ministry, you must trust God for grace to have a strong word life. Word life does not just mean reading scripture. Word life means understanding the foundational pillars, the doctrine of scripture. That's what gives you stability. You are steadfast and immovable. So while your spiritual antenna is routing around the realm of the spirit, you are able to pick signals, and the word of God helps you to decipher sense from nonsense. And then you communicate with power and with accuracy. There are things you pick from the realm of the spirit, they are not worth announcing. Because before they arrive, the word you have has settled it. So, madam, among other things, I pray that that grace for an accurate understanding of the doctrine of Scripture, that it will come on you. And then number three, the ministry of helpers. I want to pray that God will raise people, particularly financial helpers and support structures. Let me tell you, no matter how anointed you are, do you know the cross that Jesus died on? Somebody had to, if poverty could not have even made that cross. Poverty is a very bad thing I want you to fight, not from a fleshly standpoint. I have said this for a long time. Even many people who talk about money do not understand God's dimension of prosperity. Let me tell you, fight poverty like you fight sin. Fight poverty like you fight demons. It is a deadly weapon in the hand of Satan. It can discourage you. It can reduce everything God gave you to mean like nothing. You don't fight poverty by hustling. You don't fight poverty by being obsessed about money. No. There is an economic system to this kingdom. The understanding of it is what liberates you. Ye shall know the truth. And it says the truth that you know shall make you free. Hallelujah. So, madam, I pray for you. In the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of grace, I pray that these tripartite dimensions of the Spirit, may they be active and alive in you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The grace for signs and wonders. Number two, I pray for you, accurate understanding of Scripture. And then number three, the ministry of helpers. Can I tell you this? Anything becomes easy when there are people to support you. If I want to lift this now, no matter how healthy I am, my inability to lift it is not ill health. It's just that it was not designed to be lifted by one person. But if there are 10 people here, it will be lifted like a fly. If that thing is your family, your destiny, your ministry, it says the Lord gave the word, but great, not small, great was the company of them that published it. I can tell you sincerely, many of us lack genuine helpers. Genuine helpers. The man of David, helpers of the word, the Bible says. They came to help so that he will excel. Madam, the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Very quickly, let's pray for the sick. You're trusting God for healing, for yourself, for your loved one. You don't have to kneel, sir. Please stand. I want you to lay your hands by faith everywhere, inside all of the overflows. And then those following online from any nation at all, God is no respecter of persons, the Bible declares. And remember, he gave us power. Our confidence is in the fact that we are sent. Lay your hands. I want to pray for you. Now, listen, I will rebuke that sickness, and I will minister the life and the power of Jesus to you. Your assignment number one is to believe. And then, in believing, you will check yourself. And the moment you find out that there is a miracle, I will allow you to come and stand here. Hallelujah. Believe God. The Bible says, blessed is she that believes, for unto her that there shall be a performance of the things that were spoken to her. I believe in miracles. Father, in the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the living God, the power of God is coming on you, my dear, this lady. There is a miracle happening to her right now. Yes, that lady. As soon as I began to pray, I just saw the power of God flowing to this lady. In the name of Jesus, agree with me by faith. I'm praying for you. Father, your people are gathered here, inside and outside, believing for miracles. Help this woman, my God. The healing anointing is moving all across this place.
You are here, touching every life. I worship you.
I'm still praying. Don't sing.
I worship you. You are here, rearranging destiny. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you.
The healing anointing is moving across this place.
Way make, miracle walk, from this key, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
That is back of any medical condition. In the name of Jesus, who is the Son of the Living God, I command you, get lost right now. Get lost right now. Get lost right now. By the power of the Holy Ghost, get lost right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Help them, please. In the name of Jesus, I declare, be healed. Be healed. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, the power of the Holy Ghost is touching you right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. All stars ashata katabarakata, tetepleteshkalekatopia, blood conditions. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Blood conditions. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Migraine headache. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Respiratory condition. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Bone condition. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Eye condition. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Every growth, every lump in your body, I command that it disappears now. Please believe, believe. It disappears now. The Lord is ministering to me. There's someone, I don't know what problem you have around your throat. Right now, the power of God is touching you. I don't know what it is, but it has to do with, it's affecting your speech, your speaking. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus, I'm hearing in my spirit autism. There's someone that the Lord is healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether here or following online, let there be a supernatural miracle right now. Every deaf ear, partial deafness or complete deafness, be open right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You're standing in for someone here who is not here present on ground. I declare in the name of Jesus, no matter where they are, let the power of the Holy Ghost touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Touch them. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. There's someone who has heart palpitations. Your breathing, sometimes I'm seeing you place your hand on your chest. It's like abnormal breathing. It's not happening at the normal frequency of breathing. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to come out. The Lord is healing you. In the name of Jesus. I'll ask you to check yourself. I'm seeing like four pile. For one of you, it's a very severe case of pile. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus. Pile. In the name of Jesus. Now, I don't know what the condition is, but there's something that happens to people around their throat that they say they have to, is it cut the throat or something? You know what I'm, this is what, this is, I honestly don't know the name of the condition, but this is what I'm sensing, that the Lord, there's somebody with that thing, there is severe pain. It's like you're, in fact, I don't know if it has even been recommended to go to some of these people who surgically just, I don't know if that they cut it away, but the power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are a sickler here, SS. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Diabetes. The Lord is healing diabetes. Be healed right now. Hepatitis. In fact, I'm hearing hepatitis B. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me a condition. I don't know what this is, but if you take milk, like milk, normal milk, something happens to you, your body. If you take milk, you are an adult or not a child, but if you take milk, I don't know what, something just happens to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't know who that person is, but the power of God is touching you right now. Be healed supernaturally. Be healed supernaturally. Then I'm seeing someone, heaviness in your body. It looks as if you are carrying two people on you. The power of God is touching you right now, and God is bringing you healing. In the name of Jesus. There's someone, you have a pain right here, just across your spine, down to the abdominal area. The power of God is touching you right now, supernaturally. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, whether I mention your situation or not, in Jesus' name, the Christ of God, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. I just saw a breast lump. The left side of your breast, you've had, in fact, multiple lumps. After this prayer, I want you to check it. It's gone right now. In the name of Jesus. Now, as we raise a song, I want you to check yourself. If you came with someone, do what you couldn't do. And the moment you find out that there is healing for you, make your way here as we celebrate them. There are miracles happening everywhere. Miracles happening everywhere. Miracles happening everywhere. Check yourself. Those from any overflow at all. My God, God is touching people. You can make your way to the front right now. Very quickly. Direct them so that we make it very orderly. If they are coming from outside and it's for miracles, then allow them to come. In the name of Jesus, I see miracles everywhere. Very quickly. Check yourself. Koinonia, are you celebrating miracles?
I see miracles everywhere.
Keep coming. Check yourself. Check yourself.
Miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Right now.
Some of the testimonies.
So there's a miracle here. He had diabetes since 2019.
Wow. And diabetes?
Yes. And he had issues with his sight. But the moment the prophetic word was declared, he said there's no...
Let him talk. How long, sir?
2019.
Okay. What happened to you now?
Presently, I felt nothing and I can see clear.
You can see clearly.
Yes.
Give Jesus praise. Come. He will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Yes, please. Very quickly, let's do it so that we'll save time. There's still a lot to do.
Praise the Lord. Since
please pay attention to the miracles. Yes,
since morning today, I've been having a severe headache, and it has been a constant thing to me every time headache. So even when I came to this service,
yes,
I went to the prayer band there. I could not stay to the end. Even when the service was going on, when you pray, the headache is lifted up. I can't
completely.
Yes,
it will never return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is it working? The mic. Help him.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
You mentioned cases of palpitation and abnormal breathing. Jesus,
yes,
she was born with it. But immediately you...
How long? Let me talk with you.
When?
Yes.
I was born with it.
Okay. Please help us with the volume technical. Are you helping us?
As a child, I couldn't even suck breast milk. My mom said they were giving it through my nose. I struggled with breathing for...
Breast milk through your nose?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I could not suck.
And what happened to you now?
Right now, I actually tied my nose like this. I could not stay with it for like 2 seconds. I struggle.
And right now,
yes,
completely gone.
Okay.
My
yes,
God.
Sir, yes, sir.
You see, listen, more than validating that a man of God is anointed, I taught you already that miracles are proof that God is in the midst of his people. And you must learn to celebrate miracles sincerely. Let them come. Let them come. I would like to hear what happened to this, my dear daughter. Did you come with her? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, my sister, please hold my hand. It will never return to you now. Go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, please.
Sir, you mentioned bone cases. She had had twisted ankle for years behind her, but
twisted ankle.
Twisted ankle.
Which one?
Falling.
Which of them? For how long?
Last year, sir.
Twisted.
Yes.
Run. Check it. Check yourself. Any pain? Any pain? Completely gone. Your name?
Ladi.
Okay, what happened to you?
I had they removed tonsils from my throat since 2017, but sometimes I still feel pain in the ear. So when you mentioned the left side,
why it is so important to be a doctor? I have no idea what she's saying. All I know is that okay. Okay, they removed something.
They removed something, but afterwards I still feel pain since 2017.
And now?
It's gone.
Completely. My God. Where are you coming from? You are in Zaria here. Hold my hands. Jesus, let it never, never return again by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Another throat issue, sir.
Throat issue?
Yes, sir.
How long?
For 4 years now, sir.
4 years?
Yes, sir.
What was the issue?
It feels like a solid stuff there, and I've taken drugs, antibiotics, costly ones.
And completely
gone, and now it's gone.
Come in the name of Jesus, it will never return to you by the power of
another throat issue
again.
Yes, sir.
That means whatever is silencing your voice, in the name that is above all names, I declare by this encounter, prophetically speaking, nothing else will silence your voice in the name of Jesus Christ.
Having movement for 2 weeks. It started with a revelation I had 2 weeks.
Look straight
back
to the point. What happened now?
Now the movement is no longer
movement
there.
Around your body
in my
or your throat.
Yes. It's not painful, but it kind of blocks my speech.
Okay.
And then
it's called disease. Come. This is what the Bible was talking about. Once we can't give it a name, we just know that once it doesn't give you comfort, it qualifies to be called a disease. In the name of Jesus, be free right now. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
It's the same throat issue, sir. It's been very long.
What's your name,
long,
sir?
My name is Joshua.
Okay, how long?
It's been long since I did not even take cognizance of it, but I discovered that sometimes I even vomit something that I don't know the taste. But now I discover that I'm free from it.
So you can now be a man of God the way you want to be. In the name of Jesus, grace for you. Go back and excel. Yes, please.
Apostle, you prayed. She has had fibroid for many years, but she has
fibroid.
The fibroid is gone.
Completely. You checked yourself. Now, even after we celebrate, you do well to go to the hospital to verify. We don't pretend miracles here. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my dear, it will never return to you again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't worry. Leave her. In Jesus' name, I declare it will never, never, never return to you. In
but you prayed for this lady earlier.
Oh,
she was still having the ankle support. Well, now she has removed it. She can walk perfectly now.
Jesus Christ, this miracle. Remember, this lady had a fracture. Am I right? A fracture. Gashina, Gamuna, standing out. Jesus, the Bible says he keepeth his bones and none is broken. We declare perfection for you in Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Apostle.
Okay, this is our mother.
She didn't tell you what she was going through, but you were rebuking infirmity.
She had
kidney stone in her.
Let her talk.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
The doctor said I have kidney stone.
How long, madam?
Since February, I've been very, very sick in the hospital.
They said you have kidney stone.
Kidney stone.
Verified.
Verified by the doctor.
Okay, what happened to you?
She couldn't raise up her hand before, so she can do that.
Lift up your hands.
Up.
Ah.
Now she's twisting properly now.
She's saying something.
Something was hurting in my head. It was working very hard. I cannot feel it again now.
Completely.
Jesus.
And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is for us, then what can stand?
I've not been breathing for the past 3 years. When you mentioned
worship,
yes,
and he has such a beautiful voice. How do you think?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
For a very long time now, to the point that my family think I'm asthmatic.
Okay.
Abnormal breathing.
Abnormal breathing.
Yes.
And right now,
it's gone.
Oh dear. Woo! You know, hold on. There is a trend and a complaint in church that workers don't receive miracles. You've heard those kinds of things. Sometimes workers just are angry at pastors and say, you need to explain to us the mystery behind our not receiving. And strangers just come, they say, and receive. In Koinonia, everybody receives. So everybody receives. In the name of Jesus Christ, he'll never return to you again. Perfection, even by the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
There's a case of chronic pneumonia here. It's been for a very long time.
He even looks
weakness. But immediately you started praying. He said
pneumonia
the weakness disappeared.
In the name of Jesus Christ, it will not return to you again. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, please. Very quickly.
7 years weakness case dissolved.
Weakness.
Almost
the lady
like
that was standing here.
Like a partial stroke.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare that it will never return to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes,
the pile case you mentioned.
Pile?
Yes, sir.
You're sure?
Yes, sir.
You've checked yourself?
Yes, sir.
How long has it been?
Is that like around 2015?
2015.
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, pile. I hear that thing is so painful and so discomforting. You literally sometimes cannot go to the toilet. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
In the name of Jesus, this miracle remains permanent.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Let me hear the miracle of this. Let him, he's saying something.
She couldn't, the mother says that she
couldn't. Where is the mother?
The mother?
Let her talk. Mother.
She couldn't call Ella, but now she can call Ella.
Her name is Ella.
Her name is Ella. What is your name, darling?
Ella.
Look at such a beautiful, an adorable girl. You see how wicked Satan is? He doesn't know children. He doesn't know adults. He doesn't know male. He doesn't know female. He's a thief. Every time he shows up is to kill. He kills whether the old and the young. Look at this adorable lady. How long has it been? How old is she?
She's 7.
For 7 years. Stretch your hands towards this little girl. Father, perfect her. She's a proper child. Her speech returns in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for you by the power of the Holy Spirit. You are perfected supernaturally. In Jesus' name. And the mother, please come. In Jesus' name, grace for you. Don't cry. In Jesus' name, I pray. Let's celebrate Jesus. Yes, please. Sir,
she had a dream and she was shot in a dream and she found out that she had HIV. From the result of that,
you know, let me tell you this, sincerely speaking, I'm not exaggerating, may God forgive me if I'm lying, but I think at least in my entire life and ministry, I have spoken personally to not less than 150 people who have had HIV through this kind of thing. They tell you they went to bed, and either someone comes with a syringe. What happened to you, darling?
It was a gun. They shot me in my dream.
Real gun, or you just...
It was a gun, so I felt it. It was last month in my working place. I never felt sick before. So they now called us to go and do medical checkup. They even told me that I never felt sick. I should follow them. So my confidence, I went there. They told me that I have HIV. I said, so this is my result. I never felt sick in my life. Then I gave me, I went home. I told my mother. So one of a friend of mine, I said...
Ah, Jesus. Now, you can look at a wonderful lady like this, goes to bed and some demons, some devil somewhere. I remember one time, that was one of the most dramatic miracles that I saw in my life. The whole family had HIV. And I said, of course, you know how churches are. If you have both HIV, they most likely will not join you. So how did it come? All of them like that, and the same dream all of them had. A unique face to the children. They inject you. After a few months, your health deteriorates. You go to Shika, wherever, and they tell you you have HIV. All of them like that, they were healed. Because it was not the issue of sickness. It was an oppression of darkness. So many people, this kind of a situation. Now you hear that they don't be, for her to not even to have had the boldness. You may look at a dear lady like this and just say HIV and now despise them. The house of God is like a hospital. My dear, come. If water turns to wine, out now in the name of Jesus, forever you are healed.
Amen.
Look at me. There are many doctors in this ministry. Find any one of them, go to Shika, go and receive your correct results.
Apostle, 2 years abdominal pain that no drug could take care of. All
Mama,
of now.
How long has it been?
I've been having these abdominal pains for the past 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, and I've been to Shika. The doctors there do some tests.
Yes, what did they say?
And later on, they finally said I should go and did 7 x-rays, which I did. But they have not yet seen the result.
And now what
happened? But now when you said you would pray, my tummy before, I cannot press.
And now, look
I
at
I cannot it. Touch.
My God.
But when you were praying, I had a sensation from my tummy down to my lower limbs and down to my back. And now I can stand straight. So I praise the name of the Lord.
Please come,
In the name of Jesus Christ, perfection for you. Let's hurry up very quickly. My God, there are so many miracles here. Let's see how we can just do
it. Same issue here, sir.
Yes, please. Okay, just a moment. Technical, please help us.
Chronic back pain, there are about 5 cases here, immediately healed at the declaration of that word of
back
knowledge.
Back pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stretch my hands. All 5 of you, please come. So that we save time. All 5 of you, in the name that is above all names, this back pain never returns to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ, you go back liberated, you go back healed, all with back pain. You are supernaturally healed right now. In Jesus' name I pray. And this lady, that demon that disturbs you goes now. It leaves you never to return again. In Jesus' name. Back pain also, be healed supernaturally. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
That is, she was raped twice in the dream and only found out during premarital this thing that as a result of that she was HIV positive. And then the doctor said that she had kidney issues. She couldn't lift her hands and she always had pain and fatigue. But she told God that if she can be healed of that pain and can lift her hands, she believes that she has also been healed of the HIV. So right now she can lift her hands.
Lift your hands. And
she couldn't do this. And she had pains. They said there was a hole in her kidney. So she couldn't even raise her hand.
There was a hole in her kidney.
Kidney also.
My dear, where are you coming from?
Kaduna.
From?
Kaduna.
I want to pray for you. This that God has done in your life, in the name of Jesus, it remains permanent.
Amen.
Be healed of HIV right now.
Amen.
By the power of the Holy Spirit. Minister the life and the power of God. We close that hole in your kidney. We declare supernatural perfection. You will return back with a testimony. In Jesus' name I pray.
Five Amen. Years palpitation healed.
Heart palpitation.
Yes, sir.
Completely healed.
Before you pray,
go straight to the point. What happened?
My
now
heart used
time?
To beat, so I can't breathe well. But
and,
now,
and now,
yes,
breathe
I,
in and out.
Yes,
breathe in and out. Any pain?
No
any pain?
Pain
completely.
No pain. Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, a supernatural miracle for you. In Jesus' name. Yes, please.
Typhoid and swollen stomach.
In the name of Jesus Christ, perfection for you, In Jesus' name. Yes, please. Let's just decongest this line.
It's quite an interesting one here. She had abdominal pain with pile that had grown too big. And
with pile?
I've been having the pile for 2 years now.
Don't cry. Don't cry.
It's big in my bumbum.
The pile has become big.
Yes. Very big. That I could not shit. I only shit blood every day.
Oh, my God. Did you go to the hospital?
Yes.
And they gave you drugs?
Yes.
What happened to you this night?
I just touched it. I was feeling pain.
Completely,
it's
gone.
It. I told my sister, I'm feeling it inside of me. So my sister said I should just pray. So I just felt something in me.
Oh.
When I just came here, I touched it. I didn't feel anything.
Come. Brothers and sisters, listen. Don't trivialize the good hand of God in the life of others. Are we together now? You see, let me tell you, the key to connecting to miracles and with miracles is imagine that you are related to the person testifying. There's something about the selfish nature of men. Once it's not something that has to do with you, we say, oh, thank God for it, but that's it. Everybody comes from a family, and as far as I know, every sickness has a ripple effect, financially and in terms of convenience. In the name of Jesus, what's your name? Rebecca, you are perfected by the power of the Holy Spirit. Pile goes forever. Every other devil goes in Jesus' name. Pile, please come stand. All of you with pile, you have anyone like that?
Abdominal pain.
Abdominal pain, all of you?
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Tap that lady for me. Lift your hands. Just lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let her go now. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I bring you complete healing. Acute state of infection, be healed now. In the name of Jesus, because with what I'm seeing, this thing is even eating into, I'm not a doctor, but it's becoming very serious. It's affecting even No, it's not you. I'm talking. I'll pray with you, but I'm talking to this lady. This is what I'm seeing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command that devil to leave you now. This thing is a spiritual. This is not a medical condition. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bring you life by the Spirit. Life by the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. I declare you are free right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You were saying something, my dear?
Two years plus now. Ever since I put to bed. I put to bed like after 2 months.
You put to bed?
Yes, sir. I started feeling something.
You know, many years ago, I went for a crusade in Shuroro. And I saw a dimension of witchcraft I've not seen in a long time. Women give birth and become deaf and dumb immediately. Yes. There were at least 12 women. So every pastor was pushing the one who is in his church who had that thing. I prayed for one, two, and I said, no, this is a very demonic thing. They would just give birth to children and find out that the woman now becomes deaf and dumb. Now, I don't know whether there's a medical condition that explains that, but that was what I saw. And then we kept praying and taking authority over that, those things. There were all kinds of miracles from that. In the name of Jesus, the Lord perfects you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Why is he here? Oh, the pile. In Jesus' name, it leaves you forever. We may not be able... Let's take two or three and then we'll just pray generally.
10 years of diabetes that affected our sight and completely healed. All the
diabetes affects the eyes?
Yes.
Ah. How long, my dear? 10 years. Right now, what happened to you?
When you prayed, when you started praying, yes. You know, I just felt the power of God.
And that was it?
Yes.
Okay, look at me. Shout Jesus as loud as you can.
Jesus!
Goes forever. Never to return to you again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Eye conditions. In the name of Jesus Christ. We really apologize. We're just walking with time. That's why. In the name of Jesus Christ. While that is happening, please, everyone, prepare your prayer requests. Let's do it very quickly. Prepare your prayer requests. I pray for you. My friend, the power of God is coming on you, eh? You, particularly. I don't know what it is, but I'm seeing a grace. There is an anointing, an unction from heaven that is coming upon you. I release you into that dimension that the Lord would have you step into. In Jesus' name. Discernment, grace. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Last year she was diagnosed to be having fibroids.
Fibroids?
Yeah, she used to feel it. She touches it, but now
where?
It's no longer there.
And now it's gone. How long?
Last year, January.
Since last year. In the name of Jesus, it will not return to you again. By the power of the Holy Spirit, it's gone now and gone forever. Let's take one more.
The professional volleyballer. But she said she has tissue.
You play volleyball.
So in fact, she said she's to go for a competition next.
Okay, talk.
It just started. I felt the pain from my leg. I just bent down, and when I stood up, I felt the pain here. Over time, it now shifted to the other side of my leg. Since then, I can't move. If I sit for a long time, I limp. Or if I stand for a long time, I limp. So when you were praying, I was still feeling the pain, but I was still moving the pain, believing God for a miracle. And before you know it, the pain just
right now.
Right
check
now,
yourself.
No pain. I can move. No pain. Sir.
And you were to go for a competition.
Yeah, we are playing for. We are going for a league, and the camping starts 8th of next month.
Oh, you play professionally?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I've not seen interesting. Can I pray for your profession too? Because there's no reason why I just pray for your leg and you go back. And let me tell you, in this country, if God does not give you an edge through favor, if you have to join the queue for everything the way it is, tribalism, respectfully speaking, ethno-religious issues and all kinds of prejudices will just come and impede you even if you are competent. But there is an edge we have in this kingdom. There is a real advantage that we have. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for this, your precious daughter. You have healed her, distinguished her. Let the oil of gladness rest upon you. That grace that sets you above your fellows. In Jesus' name. Can we have the last
mentioned
one?
Mention case of hepatitis B. He has had that, and as a result of that, chronic stomach pain. But when you call that case, the pain disappears. The worker also.
You're a worker in this house.
In the name of Jesus, come. Please hold my hands. When you hold my hands, everything becomes possible. When you hold my hands, impossible becomes possible. Stomach pain too, come. That, let that be the last one. After that, we may have to just document the other miracles, and then we can have them another. Or let's just have two here. Maybe we just pick two at random. Okay, that's fine, because we have to work with time. We need to pray on the requests. Okay, can we have one or two? Yes, please.
Praise the living God.
Hallelujah.
I am a hepatitis patient for over 3 years. I was fine and healthy, and when I went for FO screening, a week to my screening, I was diagnosed with hepatitis B. I kept battling for this hepatitis for 3 years, taking different medication, but nothing gets to work. Different officers keep calling me that, "Mercy, you are gifted. We want you to join the Air Force." But I keep telling them, "Sir, I am a hepatitis patient, and I'm trusting the living God to heal me."
Okay.
I have been shortlisted to go for screening for Air Force on 31st of this month. We're entering tomorrow.
You believe in miracles?
I believe in
miracles. Congratulations. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, we stand as the Parliament of Heaven, and we admit you into the Nigerian Air Force. In the name of Jesus Christ, we change that medical report, and we declare you will not go and be an ordinary officer. May God take you and distinguish you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Is that the last? Okay.
I've had a severe case of typhoid and headache for 8 months now. But I thank God I'm feeling okay.
Completely.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, it never returns to you. In 1 minute, everybody, can we give Jesus praise? That the communication of your faith might be effectual through the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you in Christ. Thank Jesus for this that he has done. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, very quickly, please submit your prayer request. The Bible says, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it says, "Be anxious for nothing." Then it says, "But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving," it says, "let your request be made known unto God." Praise the name of the Lord. Quickly, please, you submit it, and then we are going to pray. Do you like prayer? Please rise up on your feet. You came for a miracle service. We are going to pray. In 1 minute, you are going to decree and declare everything that must live your life, that you will not see it again. The Bible says, "Declare ye that thou mightest be justified." I want you to open your mouth and begin to make faith-filled declarations. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Don't make it rowdy, please. If you are yet to submit your request, just lift it up. Someone will be there. Ushers, please. If someone prayed in the name of Jesus, "These Egyptians that I see today, I see them no more forever." Pray in the name of Jesus. No sickness, no infirmity. The reign of disfavor is over in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Make sure you are praying. Those following online, make sure you are praying. Shete
declare in the name of Jesus, above every assault of darkness, I come from above. The Bible says, he that cometh from above is above all. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen. It is important as a believer that you learn to speak consistent with what the Bible says about your life. It is true. Our words are creative. They are able to transport spiritual realities from the realm of the spirit and to make them manifest in this realm. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the healed of the Lord say so. Let the lifted of the Lord say so. Let the blessed of the Lord say so. Let the favored of the Lord say so. Are you ready to say so? Lift your voice in 1 minute. Declare. You are not wasting your time. Declare. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is my light and my salvation. I believe that our God is alive. Listen carefully. When we bring this request, I want you to know that this is not some ritual. We are not spiritists. We are believers in Jesus Christ. And we do this, number one, because it was a prophetic instruction that was given. But then number two, we do this because it is scriptural to bring your prayer request before the Lord. And whilst you believe and release your faith, I want you to be very intentional and to be definite. You know why I take this time seriously? Because no matter how I prophesy and I speak to you, there is a limitation. There's only so much that can be done. Are we together? But then this is the most accurate representation of our desires. And Mark chapter 11 and verse 24 says, what things soever ye desire, the Bible says, when ye pray, it says, believe that thou receivest it and thou shall have it. You can only have what you have received. If you have not received it, you cannot have it. And we receive it in prayer with thanksgiving. So let your heart be open as we pray. This is not just some ritual. Believe me. God answers prayers. He says, unto you that answers prayer shall all flesh come. Praise the name of the Lord. When we bring it before the Lord our Maker, we bring it with hearts open. Savior,
He can move a mountain. My God is mighty to save. You are mighty to save.
Before the God of our salvation. You don't have to kneel. Let me do the kneeling. Apostle Paul said, for this cause I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I bow my knees to the God of my covenant to pray, I want you to believe. All of the thousands of requests that have been sent online, I want you to know prophetically that your requests are here. By faith, believe, and let's trust God for miracles. Believe and let's trust God for miracles. Shilapakata brandegede bahasata praskedia. Skate parete sodova hashelebah. Embrakata paroto soto brandegedi balada. Shigedebelekete pash. Skate brande kete bradila kata bradiada baladaba. Zekete perete kete baladabash. Visit families, oh God. Turn impossible situations around. Shatakata paragata prendegadebaladabalabash. Ibrakata paratos kotoprotos kotopretegate. Are you praying? Stretch your hands. In the name of Jesus, we agree. In the name of Jesus, we decree. In the name of Jesus, we agree. We establish. We decree. Shela paranta kata pradege de balada bal. Embra kata pradege de balada balada balada.
My deliverer is coming.
Represent our constraints, our expectations, our desires, and we have brought them to you, O God of all flesh, our Father, Abba, source, sustainer, defender. In the name that is above all names, we decree and declare, according to your mighty power that is at work in us, let every request here be turned to a testimony. Let every request here be turned to a testimony. From Zaria here to all of the states in this nation, the nations in Africa, the continents all over the globe, men and women who have released their faith to write their concerns, I prophesy to you in the name of Jesus that these Egyptians you see today, in the name of Jesus, you will see them no more forever. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, come through for your people speedily. In the name of Jesus. He said, I will hasten my word to perform. God can give speed of performance to his word. We declare speed to this request. In the name of Jesus. For some of you, before you get home, you will meet the answers waiting for you there. Believe it. Believe what I'm telling you, that before you get home, in the name of Jesus, you will find answers waiting for you. Answers are a harvest. And the Bible says, seed time and harvest shall not cease. If we have sown to the Spirit, then we expect a harvest. In the name of Jesus, truly let there be harvests of answers. I stand upon this request prophetically. And in the name of Jesus, the concerns here will never rise above you again. The concerns here will never rise above you. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to be sensitive. Please pay attention. I want to pray and release a grace in this miracle service. There is a real grace for wealth and abundance. Listen. My brothers and my sisters, please hear me. The realities that we have in this kingdom are defined by the graces that are upon our lives. And many times when God helps us and shows us his mercy, it is not for self-aggrandizement. But can I tell you something about the grace of God or the dimension of a grace? If it's not in your life, it is not there. Believe me. You don't want to know how discomforting it is for me to even talk about this. I'm one person who, because the subject of wealth and abundance has been so abused, bastardized. Are we together now? Yes. And it sounds very arrogant. Listen to me. It sounds very arrogant when you claim that you have such a grace. You know, it's not a nice, most people will misunderstand you and say, by what pride, what no. If you say you have the healing anointing, nobody will doubt it. If you say you have the grace for this and that, nobody will doubt it. But once you say you have graces like this, it's uncomfortable. So I'm not someone who likes controversy, so I usually will stay back. But it's been burning in my heart. It's good to give to people. It's good to bless people. It's good to be there for people. But anything given to you physically was just donation. Real blessings are intangible. Listen to me. Forgive me, I don't know how else to say it. But let me tell you this. There is truly a grace for wealth. There is truly a grace for abundance. I'm not talking about business, so that you don't think I'm talking. No. I know that you can earn resources when you provide value. You get a job, you do a business, you are selling one thing or the other. But I am telling you this, my dear people, the person talking to you is not daft. I'm financially intelligent, but I am telling you,
there is a real grace for wealth and abundance. There is a grace that commands financial resources. It is true. This man you see standing before you, by the grace of God, I have my history of sojourn when it has to do with the realm of wealth and prosperity. I have seen Mammon, this spirit you call Mammon, I have seen it. If we do not empower God's people, the truth, please don't do things religiously. Sit down, don't just come and drop a seed because you are seeing people do it. If you ask without revelation, you're only wasting your time. But just more than doing what you are doing, I want you to concentrate. I want you to carry this grace. There are many noisemakers when it has to do with finance. There are many, many people, respectfully including some of us men of God. There's nobody who will not say he has the grace for wealth and abundance. But I am telling you sincerely, by God, there is a grace for wealth and abundance. And it's been set up in my heart. It is selfish for God to have provided such a grace and to not make it available. The level of humility it takes to carry that grace, not many people can carry. Listen, the grace for wealth does not just give you money. Wealth and riches will be in your house. That you will lay up gold as dust. If your heart is not committed to the things of God, it is risky to carry such a grace. Because you see, when you have so much abundance and no hunger and passion for God, it will tear you into pieces. Listen, there are people today who little 10 naira, 20 naira produces pride, arrogance, one car, one house, one estate here and there. When this grace is upon you, you become a magnet, literally. That everybody who has the grace to give, they cannot ignore you. This is not about ministry. Now, there are many of you, I must tell you this, hold on. There are many of you who like money. That's why you are enjoying what I'm saying now. It's not that you love God or this, you have a passion you can kill because of money. And now, what a bonus about to come from a man of God. No. In this kingdom, you retain by your willingness to lose. Whosoever loses, finds. But whosoever keeps, will lose. Let me tell you why many people are not blessed. They are afraid of money leaving them. You have to conquer money. The addiction, the lust that comes with money. Once 10 naira is in your pocket, you don't respect anybody again. I have money. There are some of you, if you build one house or build a few flats, some estates, that's it. Nobody will listen to you again. I have 10 million naira in my account, 100 million or whatever it is. And yet you don't know God is only testing you to see. I cannot begin to tell you testimonies, it may not profit you. But I just want you to know and agree with me that there is a grace for wealth. And that for as many those in ministry, you need it. You are to be called is one thing, but honestly, you must be empowered. I'm not talking about offering, raising this. Please bring me this thing. Don't feel insulted. I'm not insulting you. But imagine you raise this now, you have this offering. Can this truly run a ministry? Can this truly run your life? Oh, speak from your heavens, and the earth will sing. Oh, speak from the heavens, and I'll hear from the earth. My altar is called.
listen. There was a year I was praying, and while I was praying, my ceiling suddenly disappeared, and the tree that was then close to where I was staying, I saw this spirit that looked like a dragon. Big, the eyes, one eye was like the head of a human being. It had two of it. The tail had its own life. You could detach it. With fierce anger, it was looking at me. And it said, so you think you can bring God's people into abundance? That was the day I knew that it's not just the issue of job. It's not just the issue of business, buying and selling. Yes, I know you say there are unbelievers who don't love God and are prospering. There are dimensions of this thing, I'm telling you. Many people who claim they are wealthy are not wealthy. Believe me, they are just comfortable beyond the realm of a sociological context. If you have two or three or four cars and you have a house and maybe it's a few millions in your account, that's not wealth. You are wealthy to the degree to which you're giving to the kingdom no longer inconveniences you. The degree to which you can bless people and still go to sleep and not think of what left you until you are there, you are not there yet. That God is able to show a man kindness and mercy and pick you from where you are and grant you the grace that feeds nations, not just an individual. There are some of you here, probably you are called into the ministry of kingdom wealth and abundance. I remember when we started this ministry by the grace of God, there was a time I think they stole, it was maybe a total of 25,000. And I remember the then treasurer, when she lovingly told me, said, you know, someone came into our room and took it. I went, I said, okay, God, the money is gone. 25,000. So don't think that maybe there's some politician or some God. You know, when people see these things, they think, oh, there's some politician standing. I stand by the God of heaven. There is nobody that can beat his chest today to say, I am behind this man to lift him. No. I know that God leads. There are some things you cannot say when you have dipped your hands in certain places. Kingdom wealth is real. Wealth and prosperity is real. It's not talk and talk. There is an exact grace that can show men mercy. There are ravens that can bring bread to people at Brook Cherry. Listen to me. If you believe the prayer I'm praying for you, you will hold your salary on one hand and hold the benefits of the grace for wealth on another hand. You will know the difference. But it's only my prayer that I will not regret this prayer I'm praying. Because this money thing has destroyed people. It has led to pride. All kinds of things. Nobody listens when I am rich. I have a car. I have a house. Many of you gentlemen looking at me, I love you with all my heart. But there are some of you, the way I'm looking at you, if you actually see 10 million or 100 million in your account, it will take fasting and prayer and locking you up to get your attention again. You may not fast again, self. Not even to talk of your prayer life. It goes zero. Today you... Testify, I testify that your goodness is real. Your goodness is real. I testify. In the name of Jesus Christ, the apostle said, such as I have, give I unto you. I stand by the God of heaven and by the privilege of the election of grace. By the mercy of the God of David, I stretch my hands over everyone here and those who are following. In the name that is above all names, may the grace that empowers financially, may that grace rest on you. May that grace rest on you. I open the gates of wealth and abundance. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I command supernatural supply. Resources that have a purpose. Non-distracting blessings. In the name of Jesus Christ, I shift systems and structures. And I pray that your portion in God's economy, let it come to you. Thou hast caused men to ride upon our heads. We walk through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. In the name of Jesus, it's like an initiation. May you step into the realm of wealth. May you step into the realm of abundance. May you step into the realm of wealth. May you step into the realm of abundance. For his name's sake, in the name of Jesus Christ. For those of you who are uniquely called into the ministry of kingdom financing, I pray for you. May God make supplies available for you. And may you have the heart to do much for the kingdom. May pride and reproach not destroy you as God lifts you. Listen, the pandemic has brought many families, many churches, many individuals to a point of standstill. Sincere people who love Jesus, don't pretend like what I'm praying is not important. There are families, the number one cause, statistically proven, the number one cause for divorce is finance and financially related issues. But you see, every time we talk about finance, what we first think about is just job or some business somewhere. There is a place for providing value. But I'm telling you, you are first empowered from the Spirit. Those channels only give expression. It is not the basis for your wealth. The channels can change, but if the grace is there, the result will be the same. Hallelujah. For some of you, you will be surprised at the supernatural connections that God will bring as a result of this prayer. Strangers, captains of industry, men and women you have no business meeting, supernaturally, my God will connect you to them and they will make for your lifting in the name of Jesus. There are many of you here, you will enter prepared blessings. Listen, hear me. There are times that God will give you the grace to farm and then bring increase to your crop. There are times that God will help men to give you crops. But there are times bread can come from heaven. Bread is already processed. As soon as you hold it, all that is left is to eat it. If you are hungry and you need food urgently, what you need is not the grace to farm. It will take 4 months before it grows. You need bread from heaven first, then your farm is prospered. Is it not in your Bible that he gives bread to the eater, seed to the sower? I've seen your seed. Where is your bread? Because he gives both. You collected seeds and you left bread. My God gives both. Bread and seed. Step into prepared blessings. Families here, step into prepared blessings. It's not a call for laziness. It's not a call for unseriousness. It's an advantage that we have as the saints in this kingdom. One more time, step into prepared blessings. Ministries represented here, may God raise strong financial pillars to stand behind you. In the name of Jesus Christ. May you lay up gold as dust in the name of Jesus Christ, that you get to a point in your life where you never think about money again. Your heart will be inclined to the kingdom, and all that you desire is his glory, souls, destinies change in the name of Jesus Christ. Let
Let me pray for you. If there is anyone here, debt is on your neck. You are owing personally, corporately. There's all kinds of financial burden. I don't care how you got into that trouble. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says they are taken for a prey and none saith restore. I stand by the God of heaven and I pray in the name of Jesus, may help arise and bail you out of that tragedy. May help arise and bail you out of that trouble. May help arise and bail you out of that trouble. May help arise and bail you out of that trouble. And I pray for you, may you not waste your money through foolish financial decisions. Hear me? Any decision, any investment, any business, any value platform that will destroy your money and only cause you pain through discernment, I pray that my God will help you get out of it and stay away from it. And then by extension, for those trusting God for jobs, in the name of Jesus, I agree with you. Supernatural jobs from heaven. Supernatural jobs. Jobs with honor. Jobs with honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me pray for those in business. You are in business here. Regardless what level of achievement God has helped you to make, I pray in the name of Jesus, rise to a new dimension of achievement. Everyone due for promotion, we declare in Jesus' name, your season has come. Hallelujah. Let me pray for families here with cycles of tragedy. The same month, everything happens. People rise and get to certain levels and things go down. The Bible says we have been called out of every tribe and every tongue and every nation. That means the limitations of territory and ancestry ought not to be part of your life. I stand by the God of heaven and I decree and declare that every reoccurring pattern be delivered from it now. Where you went before and were rejected, I place an unction upon your life. Go back and be accepted. Go back and be accepted. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 12. There is a grace for visibility. The Bible says Peter was bound hand and feet and he was put in prison. The Bible says, but prayers were offered by the believers unto God for them. Suddenly an angel comes to the prison, dislodges everything and the chains fell off their own. And the Bible says he led him out through the first gate. Listen carefully. He was out of the prison, but he was still not free. Led him through the second gate, the Bible declares. Then the Bible says, and he came to the iron gate that opens to the city. There is a gate that opens to the city. It's called the iron gate. When that gate is open, all that you see else is the city. There is a grace for visibility. Hear me? Just because you have what to say does not mean men will listen to you. Just because you have what to sell does not mean men will buy. Just because you are valuable and gifted, there are many gifted musicians, there are gifted men and women of God, heavily graced, but the grace for visibility is not there. The iron gate that separates you, you are not in the prison, but the city cannot see you. And the Bible says he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. I pray for you. The gate that covers your visibility, let it be open hither and thither. The gate that covers your visibility in ministry, in business, let it be open hither and thither. In the name
name of Jesus Christ. And by prophecy, I push you to a higher realm of influence, a higher realm of visibility.
Don't be tired of receiving. Something is coming on you. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 21. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. When an Egyptian blesses you, O Israelite, you are really favored. And I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. Emptiness has an explanation. In the name of Jesus, whatever recycles emptiness in your hands, by this unction of favor, let emptiness dry up in your life. Hallelujah. Two more prayers and we're done. The Bible says through wisdom a house is built. Many believers do not know the excellency of wisdom. Wisdom is so powerful, the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. It says that in all your getting, you get, that with all your getting, you get understanding. Exalt her and he says she shall promote you. She will put a crown of glory upon your head when thou dost embrace her. He says, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. With me are riches, wealth and honor. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. Wisdom was there when God founded the earth. Through wisdom a house, Amplified says a destiny is built. Many of us, the gap between where we are and where we need to go to is the wisdom of God. There are three levels of wisdom. There is one that comes from above, but there is one that is earthly, Sophia. Wisdom that comes through education. There is demoniacal wisdom, devilish. But it says the wisdom that comes from above is first pure. Many of us are operating at scientific wisdom. Wisdom through studies and experience is a risk. You must move to a higher frequency of wisdom. It was the wisdom of Solomon, given by God. By wisdom, O God, heaven's gates open up. With understanding, you order the season. Creating day and night, turning darkness into light. Arranging the stars to your pleasing. Pat Robinson is the founder of 700 Club Christian Broadcasting Network. Many years ago, I listened to him, and he's one man whose life has greatly inspired me. And when he was about to start ministry as a young man, he went to God and asked for three things. He bowed his knees and he says, God, number one, give me wisdom. Number two, give me favor. Number three, give me the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God answered that prayer. When I heard him say that, I went to God. I said, God, number one, give me wisdom. Number two, give me favor. Number three, the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And God answered that prayer. Wisdom, the excellency of wisdom cannot be compared to one by anything earthly. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of wisdom. Isaiah 11, the spirit of wisdom, may it come upon your life. The spirit of wisdom, from the depth of my heart, may the wisdom from heaven come upon your life. Come upon your ministry. Come upon your business. In the name of Jesus Christ. Be patient.
We're praying. Because thou hast loved righteousness and hated wickedness, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed you with a kind of oil called the oil of gladness. And the assignment of that oil is to set you above your fellows. Hear me? My brothers and my sisters, honor is a grace. This thing called honor is one of the seven things that was purchased for us in redemption. Honor. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive for us riches and blessings and honor. You know what it means to honor a man? To be regarded with esteem, to be regarded with attention, to be preferred. Many people do not have honor in their life. You can look for honor for yourself. The Bible says this honor, no man taketh it to himself. You can surround people to honor you, but there is honor as a grace. He said, call Joshua, he told Moses, in whom the Spirit is upon. He says, anoint him. And then he says, take some of your honor and give to him. Honor is transferable. There is a difference between honor and respect. You can respect yourself, but you cannot honor yourself. It is another that will honor you. There's a big difference between honor and respect. I pray for you. Everything that brings shame, despising who and what you represent, by this impartation of honor, be distinguished in the name of Jesus. Be distinguished in the name of Jesus. You may be 20 in your family, but may this grace distinguish you. In your place of work, may this unction of honor distinguish you. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Finally, I think I should do this. Passion and fire for the things of God. Hunger is proof of health. When you are sick, one of the things you lose is appetite. Fire for prayer. Fire that provides discipline to stay with the word. Fire for fellowship, service in the house of God. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, a new level of hunger for spiritual things. Receive it right now. Fresh fire for prayer. Fresh fire for prayer and intercession. Fresh fire for prayer. May your word study life come back on fire. Your word study life come back on fire. Your word study life come back on fire. Listen, we are wrapping up. Some of you open your Bible and you can read one verse for 5 hours. It's an attack. You read it, you cannot move past it. You will sleep and wake up. You can watch movie for 6 hours. But the moment you open this book, sleep comes. How about prayer? You get up to pray and you stroll for 2 minutes and kneel down on your bed and wake up by 8 o'clock. It's an attack. He spake a parable to the end that men ought always to pray. Whatever has killed your prayer life, here at this miracle service, let it come back on fire. If you're a man of God here and spiritual laziness is upon you, no word study, no prayer, and no giving. There are many men of God who don't give.
If you don't give, you will not increase. Even if your members are blessing you, mysteriously you will remain at the same level. Because your lifting is not from their giving. Your lifting is from your own obedience. In the name of Jesus, grace and strength for your ministry. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Let's give Jesus a big hand.